Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 8. Dajia hao, huan ying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese.
Dajia hao, huan ying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese. 很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
Whoa, Crystal, where did that come from? That was definitely new for us there. Can,
yes.
Can you say it again?
很高兴。
Okay, we've heard that bit before. That's like when you say nice to meet you, pleased to meet you.
Yeah, very pleased.
Very pleased. So, 很高兴。
和大家 meaning with everyone.
We've heard 大家 from everyone. Hello, 大家好。Okay, then the next part.
一起 together.
Okay.
学习 study.中文 Chinese.
Okay, let's see if I can say this then. 很高兴和大家 with everyone. Then what was the next part?
一起。
一起, that's the together.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a 学 in there, I think.
学习。
学习 to learn 中文。
非常好。
很高兴和大家一起。学习中文
非常好。
Finally, 我叫彭马克。
我叫潘永庆。
Mark and Crystal here together to help you and me learn some Chinese. This is lesson 8. We're going to be continuing on where we left off last time, talking about places in the town. I think we should get straight on with the show. 准备好了吗？
开始吧。
Okay, now we're going to begin with a little bit of review because last time we covered two particularly useful and important topics. The first being asking for prices and the second, of course, being asking for places in the town, for directions and helping you find your way around a Chinese-speaking place. So to begin with, let's just run through some of those phrases that we learned for asking prices.
Okay.
Crystal, can you remind us how we would ask the price of something?
Mm-hmm. 请问Please ask 多少钱?
So that's how much does it cost? How much is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. 请问多少钱?
Mm-hmm, 对。
So the kind of answer that we might get, it's going to end most likely in that word for...
快.
快, yeah, it's the word for the currency,
yes.
But it's perhaps quite a colloquial word.
Yeah, you could say 快 or 人民币.
人民币, okay. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll stick with 快because it's easier. So could we give us an example of a price?
六十七块.
So let me think about this. 六十七块. Would that be 67块?
对.
Okay, let's try another one.
九十八块.
九十八块, that would be 98 块. Okay. Now, last time we promised that we would learn 100 and we didn't learn 100 and I felt very bad when I listened through again. We hadn't covered 100. So what is 100 in Chinese?
Okay. 100, 一百.
一百, so that's the number one and then
百 means 100.
And that would be third tone.
Yes.
百,
对.
一百. And how do we say then 101?
一百零一, 100, 零 is zero,
zero,
one. So if you see the numbers, 101,
yeah.
You see 一, and then you add a 百.
Because that's the hundreds unit.
Uh-huh.
And then
零一.
So would 105 be 一百零五?
对.
Okay, and then when we get to 110, we don't need the 零.
No.
Okay, so 一百十.
You can say that, or you can say 一百一十, as opposed to 一百二十, if you want 120.
I see, okay. So 一百一十, 一百二十, 一百三十, and so on.
对.
Okay, so there we have some extra numbers. Let's do one more price. I'll ask you the price of something and you can tell me, make it a complicated price with some hundreds in there, okay?
Yeah.
So, 请问多少钱?
一百 65块.
Yeah, you just remembered the kuai in there. So let's hear that again.
165块.
Would that be 165 kuai?
非常好.
Okay, so you give me a price now.
497.
497. So I'm going to say 400. Can I say 四百?
对。九十七? 对。Okay,
so let's hear the whole thing.
497.
And of course, it's a price. Quite. Excellent. Okay, now the other topic, of course, that we covered was asking where things are. And we learned to say, excuse me, where is, for example, the train station?
对不起,火车站在哪儿?
对不起,火车站在哪儿?
Mark, there's another more polite way to ask for directions.
Of course, we need to use the 请问. Okay, so let's try this again. 对不起,请问,火车站在哪儿?
非常好.
So where is the train station? And of course, you may hear an answer to this if you're asking on the map. You may be told 火车站在这儿.
对.
And that's here is the train station. And the slightly complicated one, well, the one that sounds very like where, is 火车站在哪儿?
对。
And that would be there is the train station. Wow, okay. Now we need to thank when that happens. So we would say 谢谢, but last week you taught us how to say don't mention it or you're welcome.
不用谢.
So that's like no need to thank. 不用谢. So no need to thank. Now, we also covered a few other places in addition to the train station. We mentioned the bus station.
汽车站.
And then the supermarket.
超市.
And the bank.
银行.
And then the restaurant.
饭店.
Okay. And we also looked at the idea of where something isn't. For example, could I say, let me think. 汽车站不在这儿. 汽车站在哪儿.
很好.
So the bus station isn't here. The bus station is there.
Right.
Now, I was wondering something. Let's imagine the situation that we're asking someone for directions. Could someone say to us, for example, let me think about this. 你在这儿? 我车站在哪儿?
对,很好.
So that would be like saying you are here and the train station is there. So we can just use 你 in that sense to say you are, not necessarily the train station or the bus station. So you are here and the train station is there. 你在这儿? 我车站在那儿.
对.
Okay.
Mark, let's take this a bit further. See if you work out what this means. 我车站在这儿. 学校在那儿.
Can I hear the police again?
学校.
学校. Mm-hmm. Is that something to do with learning? Because we had 学生. Which is the student. And then earlier in this lesson, you also mentioned 学习, which was to learn.
Yeah.
So would that be a school?
Correct, 对.
Okay, 学校. Okay, so I think you said 火车站在这儿. 学校在那儿. So the train station is here, the school is there.
非常好. Mark, we can take it even further with learning 学校. But if I say 大学, can you guess what that means?
Is the 大 the same 大 as in 大家?
It is indeed. When it's 大家, it means a big crowd.
Okay, so when we say 大家好, it's like saying big crowd good.
Yes, okay. Everyone.
Everyone.
Yes.
So if 大 means big, would Dashui mean like big school?
Correct.
Which?
University.
Ah, okay. So like a university or like a college too?
Yes, yes.
So Dashui would be the university or college. Do you have the equivalent of a small school of some kind?
Yes. Da, opposite to da is xiao.
Oh, we've
so
heard that too.
So you can figure out.
Would it be xiao xue?
Xiao xue.
So we've got da xue and xiao xue.
Primary school.
Primary school. So is that xiao the same xiao that we learned when, for example, you said you were called
xiaoqing.
Xiaoqing.
That's right.
In your family.
Uh-huh. Xiao means small.
But just to double check this, when we say xue xiao for school, is that the same xiao?
Xiao.
Ah, okay, it's a different tone. Xiao. Uh-huh. Oh my goodness me. Right. There's a lot to learn in all of this, and we are going to be moving on to some new content here, talking about places in the town and asking for directions, but that is coming up after the break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Welcome back. Now, so far we've been looking at here and there and where, but there are, of course, other things that we really ought to know. For example, how would we be told it's on the left?
Mm-hmm. Left, 左边.
左边.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the left.
在左边.
So it's that same 在左边. So if I were to say the university is on the left, would I say 大学在左边?
对.
Right? Well, right. How do we say right then?
Right. 右边.
Okay, so let's hear left.
左边.
左边. That's a third tone and then a first tone.
Mm-hmm.
左边. And then the word for right.
右边.
右边. That's a fourth and a first.
Right.
右边, and that's on the right. So could we say, let's think, 超市在右边, the supermarket is on the right.
对.
Okay, that makes sense so far.
Okay, can you work out what this means, Mark? 小学在右边,但是大学在左边.
Can we hear that again?
小学在右边,但是大学在左边.
Are you saying the primary school is on the right,
mm-hmm.
but the university is on the left?
对.
Okay. 小学在右边,但是大学在 左边.
非常好.
Right? All makes sense, all makes sense.
And now, Mark, we're going to take different words, different phrases from different topics of language we have learned. I'm going to put them together and see whether you can figure out what it means.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
Okay. 在你的右边是银行.
Okay, let's hear that again because I'm recognizing some of those words in there.
Mm-hmm. 在你的右边是银行.
Okay, giving our listeners some time to think. We know all of these words, but we've just never really heard them in this context. And I guess that's what learning a language is all about, bringing together different elements from different topics and so on and putting them together in new ways, mm-hmm. like a jigsaw puzzle. So 在 is at,
yep.
or on, and then you said 你的右边.
Yeah.
So is that like saying you're right.
对。
So 你的, you used 你的 when you said to me 你的中文非常好。 So your Chinese is very good. So 在你的右边 on your right.、
Uh-huh.
And then I think you said 是、
uh-huh.
And that's that word is. Yeah, so 这是 and so on.、Mm-hmm.And I think you were talking about the bank.
对。
So on your right is the bank.
非常好。
Okay, I'm going to try this, okay?、Uh-huh. And I'm going to try saying on your left is the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Okay? 在你的左边是饭店。Or something like that.
对。
How are my tones there?
左边。
Ah, 左边, so that's third and first.
对。
左边, but 右边 is fourth and first.
对。
I need to remember that. So right, 右边, and left, 左边。
左边。
左边。And then the word for restaurant?
饭店。
饭店, so those are both fourth.
嗯。
饭店。So I would have said, on your left is the restaurant.
在你的左边是饭店。
Okay.
We are now taking even further. See if you understand what it means. 学校在火车站的右边。
Can you say that again, please?
学校在火车站的右边。
Okay, again, I'm recognizing all those words. I'm just trying to work out what they mean. 学校 is the school.
Mm-hmm.
在 at.
Mm-hmm.
火车站 is the station.
Yeah.
And then did you say 的?
Yeah.
So that's like saying stations.
Yes.
右边 right?
Yes.
So is this like saying the school is on the station's right?
对。
It's, the school is on the...The school is on the station's right. The school is on the right
of
the station. The school is to the right of the station.
对。
Right. So it becomes the station's right, just like you're right.
对。
Could I also say, for example, 学校在我的右边, it's on my right.
对。
Okay. It's all making wonderful sense. So we can now see what is where on your right or your left and indeed on the right of the station, on the left of the university and so on. What about asking, is it far? Because it's probably good to know if something is far, whether you've got to walk a long distance or whether it's going to be quite near. So how would we say, is it far?
There are two ways to say it.
Okay.
Simple way, 远吗?
Let's hear the word again.
远吗?
远吗?
远 means far.Ma is question.
The question. Yuan ma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a different yuan from the currency.
Different.
So complicated. So yuan ma.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you said there's another way of saying
another
this.
Way is yuan bu yuan.
Is that like saying far
or not far?
Far. So yuan bu yuan. Okay, can we use that in other sentences? Can we use this far not far? Like could I say, for example, how...How?
对对
so, are you well or not well?
Yeah, or okay or not okay.
好不好?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that one. So, coming back to, is it far? 远不远?
对
Okay, and if it were far, then would we hear
很远?
Okay, so 很 as in 很好
uh-huh.
很远 So, if I ask you, is it far? 远吗?
对很远
So, yes, it is very far. Okay, and what if it's not so far?
不太远.
That's like saying 不太好.
对.
Same things again. Okay, so we've seen these before when we were talking about how are you. So, not so well, 不太好. So we can now say 不太远.
是的.
It's not very far. It's not very far.That's all very well, but we also need to know how to understand the phrase for turn left and turn right. So we've got left, so that was 左边. How do we say turn left?
You see, 向左拐. So 向 means towards, 左 left. In this case, you can omit 边. 拐 means turn.
So let's hear the whole thing again.
向左拐。
向左拐。
拐。
拐。Okay, so that's, which tone is that?
Third.
向左拐。
Mm-hmm.
So turn left. So would turn right be 向右拐。
非常好。
Okay, so we can now turn left and turn right.
Uh-huh.
Let's just run through them again. 向左拐, turn left. 向右拐, turn right. Two more directions I'd like to add in that we always talk about when we're talking about directions in coffee break, and that is go over the bridge.
过桥.
So, 桥, I'm guessing, is the word for a bridge.
对.
And 过.
Cross.
Cross. Cross the bridge.
Uh-huh.
过桥. 过桥. And one final thing we have to talk about is crossing the square.
嗯。过广场.
过广场. So, 广场.
Both certain.
That's a square.
嗯。
How would we say then, for example, very famous square in Beijing.
天安门.
Thank you for giving me it because I would have said it in a very bad pronunciation. So let's hear that again.
天安门广场.
天安门广场. 天安门广场. What does it have a meaning?
Yes. 天 means heaven,
mm-hmm.
An means peace, 门 is gate.
Have we heard an before when we said
晚安?
晚安. So that's good night, sleep, sort of rest peacefully or something like that. Yeah,
sleep tight.
Sleep tight, yeah. So here we're saying 天安门广场. Okay, and any other famous squares that we should know about?
Yes, in Shanghai, the center has a people square. 人民广场.
And we've heard 人民 before because we've heard
人民币.
Yes! So People's Square, 人民广场. And of course, people's money, 人民币.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All makes sense. I've got it. I think I've understood this. How would I say that in Chinese?
You could say, I understood. 我明白了. Or you could omit the I. Because it is you who has understood.
Yeah.
So you can say 明白了.
明白了. So that's like just saying understood.
Yeah.
明白了.
对.
Or 我明白了.
是的.
是的. Is that like?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We have covered a lot in this episode and there's more in our bonus episode. In fact, we're also going to be including some cultural information relating in some way to the Guangchang.
Mm-hmm.
Into our bonus episode. So more about that in just a moment. Okay, I mentioned there the bonus episode that is part of our premium version of Coffee Break Chinese, which you can find out about at coffeebreakchinese.com. We have bonus listening materials, which provide additional practice of the materials we've covered in this lesson, and also lesson notes and a video version of all the lessons, which will allow you to see the words and phrases on the screen, both in pinyin and in Mandarin Chinese characters.
Mm-hmm.
That's all at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget to like Coffee Break Chinese on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese. And you can join our growing community of learners and practice your Mandarin with the team.
And of course, we're also on Twitter. That's Learn Chinese. That's it for this episode of Coffee Break Chinese. We'll be back next time, changing the topic next time. We're going to be looking at the topic, the very important topic of language and basically dealing with language problems. Until then.
谢谢,再见。
再见。You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.